Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and I am joined this morning by my producers, Lizzie and Mar. Good morning, Mar.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you on this rainy, kind of weird day?
Well, I'm telling you, I am great. I love this kind of weather. This is cup of tea weather. And so I will be drinking cups of tea all day long. And I will actually tell you that yesterday, it felt like fall, you know, going through and the wind was cool and just it was wonderful. So it's been a very nice time for the weather, not as humid, but we are anticipating rain, which we need so desperately. But please pray for South Florida. They're getting a lot of rain. And so it's one of those days, weekends, where I thought it's good to just go over some of the things that we need to be doing in our landscape to prepare when we do get a hurricane. Because Alex is still a tropical depression. It is not a full blast storm or a hurricane. So for those of you that are new to Florida, this is the start of our hurricane season on June 1st. It goes through November 30th. This is our rainiest time of the year. And Florida needs these tropical storms, these depressions to come through because they refill our aquifer. So while we, you know, get scared of them and we, you know, we want to be prepared, not scared. I like that phrase that you're hearing. But we also want to realize that we need these storms to put water back into the aquifer. This is how we get it. And so this is the time of the year where you really should shut your irrigation system off and only water as needed. We do get a lot of rain, most of the majority of our rain during the summertime. And so your rain shutoff device should be working. If you don't want to shut it off, you should have it set to, you know, 1.5 inches or, you know, 1 inch so that when you do get enough rain, that your system won't come on. And I will tell you, twice a week watering may be too much, no matter where you are in the state of Florida. So it's one of those things, established lawns and landscapes and plants and trees only need rainfall. They don't need that supplemental watering. And I can't imagine how high some of your water bills are. So, you know, it's a good thing to look at them. I will tell you that if you look at your water bill, you want to see how many gallons you are using, not how much it is. The amount doesn't matter because those rates will change, but it's the amount of gallons you have used during the month that is most important. And I will tell you that if you're using more than 10,000 gallons of water a month, you need to check your irrigation system and check your watering times. That's very important. So, a average size lawn, average size landscape that is established will use about 5,000 to 7,000 gallons of water a month. And I will give you 10,000, okay? 10,000. But if you're using more than that, you're literally wasting the water. And this is something that we need to be aware of. And this is the time of the year to do it. This is the time to wean your landscape off of irrigation because we do get enough rainfall, okay? During the spring and winter time, we are dry. The temperatures are cooler. That's a good time too. But now that we've gotten to this June date in the calendar, starts our rainy season, starts our hurricane season, and it also starts where we need to not water the lawn as much because that's the issue in most lawns.
Right, exactly.
Is the overwatering.
Well, and also it's kind of like, you know, change your batteries whenever you change, you know, your time. I mean, there has to be something that we can come up with as a reminder for, you know, June, don't water so much.
Yeah, you know, and it's this kind of weather. You know, we're going to get, South Florida is going to get between 3 and 8 inches. We're going to get here in Central Florida between 1 inch and 2 inches, 3 inches of rain.
Huh.
North Florida, you're not going to get anything from Alex. Alex isn't going to stop by.
Wah, wah. You guys were not good. You guys are being punished.
And so, you know, it's just interesting to, I just love the way that it's coming on very slowly so that we can get used to it and not be scared. Okay, so June 1st, here's what you need to be doing. You want to get your emergency supplies, We know with the supply chain going on right now, it's just crazy out there. We don't want people stockpiling, but this is the time of the year to go ahead, get your batteries, stock your home with emergency food, cans, whatever you need. Make sure your grill is working.
That's right. Grilling is very important this time of year.
And during a hurricane, I will tell you, Lizzie, we went through 3 days without cooking because we forgot about our grill.
Oh, no.
Make sure your grill's working because you can always cook bacon and eggs and, you can cook a meal on
a
grill.
We're fat family, so we are not forgetting to fill up that gas grill or a freezer.
Make a plan. Create a family disaster plan. And then always know your evacuation routes, especially those of you near the coastline in South Florida, anywhere where you're near a beach. You want to know your evacuation routes, and that's important because they will get busy and it will take much longer if you're trying to find it out at the last minute there. Older adults, if you need to have medicines, make sure you get those. And don't forget about your pets. Make sure that you have all the different medications, pet foods, all the supplies you need for that. We have Dana Vendrick, owner of the Native and Fruit Tree Nursery in DeLand, Quality Green Specialist, our sponsors. He's going to be with us to tell us what happens to our trees when our landscape experiences wind, tornadoes, and heavy rainfall. So you're going to want to listen to that. Also, too, in our second hour, we're going to have Susan Roguer joining us. I found her on a fascinating Facebook page called Take a Plant, Leave a Plant Tampa. I love this idea. We're going to be talking about that. And then also you can call into Mar at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel mowers and blowers to trimmers and edgers, our AK homeowner system of battery-powered tools start at just $199.99. Whether dad wants a hard-working tool for a project or a yard he can show off, find the gift he'll love to use. Visit our Father's Day gift guide at steelusa.com/giftguide. All prices MSRP, includes tool, battery, and charger. Available at participating dealers.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? Easy Knock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. Easy Knock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give Easy Knock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad you're here. We want to welcome our new listeners from Naples, Miami, Bradenton, Sarasota, and Port St. Lucie. Those of you who, Bobby and Wendy, Pat, Carolyn, Ivan, Karen, and Tina, who have liked our Facebook page, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. With us right now is Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist. And he has got an amazing nursery with beautiful fruit trees and also native trees that you really, the quality is so beautiful when you go in. I want to take them all home and plant them in my yard. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good, Teresa. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. And so, Dana, what have you done at the nursery to prepare for this weekend?
Well, you can imagine, we've been through this a number of times because I've been in the nursery business for years. And so we need to think about the worst case scenario. We may not get too much, but you have to figure electricity might go off. You might lose water. So there are certain things we do, like trying to collect rainwater in cisterns before the rain, before the storm. And we lay plants down. If the wind's definitely picking up, we water well, first of all, make sure they're thoroughly watered, lay them down tightly, like in a row, real tight, and then block the ends with concrete blocks so they're secure in place. Even the strongest wind, if they're down and well blocked, will not blow them away or wash them away, which is very important. And then, heaven forbid, you know, you may not get that much warning because you may be on the fringes of the hurricane, but you might get a tornado, heaven forbid, spawned off from that hurricane. And so we've been through it like the 2004 hurricanes, Charlie, Francis, Jean, and Ivan, where I lost a big oak tree. That was really sad. But you might get that tornado, and if you're in the house and you hear like a freight train headed for your house and there are no tracks nearby, you better head to the nearest closet.
It's amazing.
The best place to shelter.
It is. It's really a very strong sound, and it's something that you got to be aware for and listen for. So 2004, you brought up that was a really strong hurricane season. We had 4 hurricanes come through in 1 month. And I was standing out on my porch when Charlie went through, and it went through very fast, 9 to 10 hours. It was out and gone. And so, but I literally, tell me if this is what happened. I literally saw my oak tree in the front yard whip around 180 degrees.
It's like a corkscrew. We lost a big oak like that in the back. I never saw it because, believe it or not, we were in Germany at the time. It was big news on the TV over there in Germany, where we were visiting friends, came back, and that poor tree, it was all twisted and down.
Wow. And so what kind of damage can tropical storms do to trees?
Well, they can break off a lot of branches. They can blow them over. They can actually push them away. As you know, it's surprising what can be done. It's just so unpredictable. But you do need to do an evaluation of your yard before the storm, you know, to see, is there a tree too close to the house that if it fell would fall on the house, or a branch that's too close to the house? Do you have any weak branches or weak trees that might need to come down or be cut off? You know, if you evaluate that, you can save a lot of grief later. Just imagine your house being, you know, hit and destroyed.
Right. Now, so are a lot of tropical trees very soft wood and more prone to damage in hurricanes?
Absolutely. Trees like, I would say maples, especially, you know, the weaker maple, like the sugar maple, the Florida maple.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, the elms. Some of the elms will split apart very easily. But certain trees like that are weaker. You got to be very careful with certain trees. And other trees are a lot more durable, like the oaks. And so just have to evaluate it tree by tree.
Okay, so what will happen if a tree loses all its leaves during a wind?
Well, it'll resprout. I mean, that's no problem as long as you have, you know, the tree intact that doesn't blow over. And sometimes even if it does blow over, you can ride it and it'll go on and re-root and live, be okay.
I think that's one of the things that I see on median, street medians in cities and on the highways. You'll see where the winds have pushed trees over and nobody went back and straightened them up. And, you know, they can just lift the root ball up and dig underneath it and push it back up again and then tighten it, right? You know, make sure it's anchored.
Absolutely. Trees are very tough. You give them half a chance. One thing that I would like to suggest for everyone, if you do have a storm coming close and expect strong wind, and if you have a lot of fruit on your tree, be sure to pick them if they're close to maturity, because that wind is going to rip them apart, scar them, damage them, make them, you know, unusable. We've lost a lot of avocados, mangoes, and citrus because we didn't pick them, you know, in advance of the storm.
Oh, that's really smart. So they can go out and pick them. Now, will they ripen off of the tree like that?
Yes, they will. You know, avocados, even though they're still green and immature, will ripen off the tree. A lot of fruit will. Citrus has to be fairly ripe. That one does not ripen off the tree.
Okay. So what if homeowners fertilize their trees right before the June fertilizer ban came out, which is June 1st in most cities and counties? What if they fertilized their tree last week and now this rain's coming and it's going to wash it away or dilute it? What should they do?
Well, just pray that the tree will be okay. But that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
It should not. If you follow the best management practices and don't over-fertilize, the tree will actually be stronger, but don't dump fertilizer, of course, right next to the trunk or the stem of the plant. One thing to think about, secure the most tender plants indoors in a secure building like we do, and then the tougher plants can be laid down and secured. But don't leave anything out, like containers.
That can get blown away, yeah.
Plants, you know, they'll just be blown and thrown around and you'll lose a lot of them.
Okay. So what if certain areas, South Florida's already got flooding. I've been watching it down in Miami. Their streets and their landscapes are all flooded down there already. So what should somebody do? Do they need to prepare after the storm, what should they do?
Well, one thing for sure is that you want to take everything and put it back upright if you have them laid down and water them immediately, because they'll be suffering for lack of water perhaps. And so that's why it's so important. You know, if you lose electricity, have some water that you've stored prior to the storm. And one thing you can do, you know, in the house plants is put some shallow water in the bathtub or in pots and pans, and then put your plants in them so that you have some plants, you know, that are well watered, even though you don't have electricity for a while.
Right, and it'll wick that up. Okay,
yes.
So I see on the allergies, I always watch the allergy reports because I have bad allergies. And last week they said the pecan trees were causing allergies. And then this week I went to a client's house and he said he had pecan trees all over his property. And so Tell me, you know, what pecan trees are native to Florida?
Well, the ones that are native are just the seedling trees, Illinoisensis, you know, and there's a lot of them, like the Pawnee, for example, that are native, that are named after the native tribes that are native. You just have to make sure you have a pollinator, or like an Elliot, for example, so that you have fruit. I have nuts, I mean. But you need to have a pollinator, and so I have a chart, you know, for customers so to make sure you have the right pollinator for your pecan.
Oh, that's important. I just didn't realize how predominant pecan trees were in Central Florida and North Florida.
They are. There's so many that are native in the woods, if you look.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Okay, so on Monday, we still want people to continue. Are you open this weekend, or are you going to be open up on Monday, or how are you handling the storm?
We're planning to be open every day at this point. We don't expect to have any severe wind here, but in case, we will give the warning and have it posted.
All right. So tell everybody where you're located on in DeLand, and then also your Facebook page.
Okay. It's 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. It's very close to downtown, just off of Woodland Boulevard, 3.5 blocks right next to the St. Barnabas School. And our Facebook, just go to qualitygreenspecialist.com on Facebook. And you will find all kinds of interesting information and photographs. I got some photographs of the latest additions to the nursery. You'll be amazed. Come by and see all the beautiful new additions we have in the nursery.
I know, because it's just so wonderful to be able to be downtown in a city and then have a nursery where you can go and walk around and just enjoy. And I know I've seen plenty of butterflies there and all kinds of pollinators there. And so what hours are you open?
We're open 9 to 4 daily, Monday through Sunday. And we look forward to seeing you. And have a great day, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Dana. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
So you can go to Dana's Facebook page, which is Quality Green Specialist. And you'll find out more about him there. Thank you so much. Tell him thank you for being a sponsor and of the show. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question, which I'm sure you have a lot of. You just want to dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. I would love to get your gardening questions, and you can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know you're out there this morning and say good morning. I know everyone's all got their focus on the storm coming through.
Right.
It's just a tropical depression. This is just that's peanuts. We always want people to take storms seriously. But this is going to be a good one to get prepared to.
Yes, exactly.
So this is June, first show in June, and the first day of summer is June 20th. So we've got a few weeks to go. But, you know, with the temperatures in May, we're just like they were, that it was summertime.
Oh, and next week.
Yeah.
I want to just run away because you know what happens after we get a storm, especially from the Gulf. It's going to be like 1,000 degrees next week.
It will be. And I just sad to say, Lizzie, Mar, I am going to be in Philadelphia. I am going to the Philadelphia Flower Show and I'm going to be touring Chanticleer, Winterthur, and Longwood. And the temperature highs are going to be in the 70s and at night 60 degrees. Don't hate me.
Why do I feel like you're just rubbing this in our face?
I am so looking forward to it. I need it so badly.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous.
I'm going to take lots of pictures of it, though, and I'll be able to show you. So what should you be doing this time of the year in your lawn? Well, one is, if you can, turn your irrigation system off. In the month of June, we average 7.35 inches of rain. That's almost 2 inches a week. We don't need it. Your lawns, your Zoysia lawns, your St. Augustine lawns only need an inch to an inch and a half of rain a week. And so we're going to get plenty of rain. Now, it may not come as we need it. That's why, you know, we can irrigate. But if you can turn your system off and only turn it on when you need to, you're going to save a lot of water and save a lot of money. Okay? So lawns vary. So fertilizing time is over. In most states, fertilizer bans are in place for cities and counties across the state. I would say about 80% of the state. So check with your local guidance and your local extension office to see if you haven't fertilized yet, if it's appropriate for you, and if you can do so legally. Also, too, this is really a very good tip. Just because your lawn is turning yellow, and it may be turning yellow for a number of reasons. It could be overwatering. It could be underwatering. It could be insect issues. It could be disease issues. So if your lawn is green and you want to green it up, you can put down an iron-only application, and that will do it. You don't have to add a nitrogen-based fertilizer. And so you don't want to do that. In fact, the more you use nitrogen fertilizers, if you use them too often, you're going to be more susceptible to chinch bugs. And guess what? Chinch bugs are showing up this time of the year. So
that's pretty good information.
Yeah, so don't put nitrogen down. Use an iron-only product. Then also, too, use sod webworms, and chinch bugs are going to be active this month. Walk your yards on a regular basis. Catch a problem before it becomes a little problem. I mean, a big problem. Catch it when it's little.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, getting tongue-tied there. Also, too, when you see the moths walking through the yard, you can see moths flying up. These are sod webworm moths. And you don't want to put down a grubicide then. You want to wait a few weeks, because what those moths are doing are laying the eggs. And so you're not going to kill the sod webworms if you use a grubicide. You want to wait a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so, for those eggs to hatch, and they're starting to feed on the grass. Then you put down the grubicide, and that will be more effective. Always read the label on your insecticides, your fertilizers, any kind of chemicals that you apply to your lawn. Always read the label, and it will tell you exactly when to apply it. You also want to maintain the height of your lawn, okay? Just depending on whether you have Zoysia, St. Augustine, it could be anywhere from 1.5, 2 inches to 4 inches. St. Augustine and Bahia grass, you want to keep at the highest level of your lawnmower, because the higher your lawnmower blades are and the higher your blade is, your grass blade is, the deeper your root system is going to be. And that's going to be very important for your grass to hold on to moisture. If you have a short root system and you're scalping your grass all the time, then you're going to have a short root system and it's going to need more water. So you definitely do not want to do that. So let's go ahead. It's time 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Hi Teresa. Hi. And my wife and I bought a 2-acre property last year. The front yard is full of white sand and sporadic weeds growing out. I'd like to put down sod, but not sure how or which type of sod would be best. And they say, thank you. They love the show. We appreciate you. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for listening. And we appreciate you guys, too, and love you guys. So your sand, most of the turf that we grow here in Florida will grow in sandy soil. Okay, that's not the issue. Sandy soils are not bad. They percolate very well. You're not going to see flooding as much. You know, it's going to be maybe it'll hold on to water for a few hours, but then it's going to drain very quickly. That's a good thing. Okay. So most of the turfs that we have here in Florida will be able to tolerate sandy soils. Then the weeds you want to take care of, though, before you put down the sod, you know, go ahead and rake them out. You can apply an herbicide very lightly if you need to. Not necessarily when right before a rainstorm, and not when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So, you know, over the next few weeks, if you want to spot treat those areas of weeds, you can, and then put down your sod. That will be great. All right. So seed-wise, you can put down Bahia seed down, usually the seeds come with other grasses in them that will come up and establish the lawn. It will take 6 to 8 weeks for your Bahia grass to get established. All right, so you want to plan for that. And, you know, my best recommendations, if you're going with Bahia, is to get the Argentina Bahia. That one has less of the Y seeds that come up. And it's not going to, you know, with the Pensacola, the Y seeds come up immediately. And it looks like, well, you just mowed 3 days ago, and now the seeds are back again. And, you know, your grass looks like it needs to be mowed again. So that's one of the things that I prefer, the Argentina Bahia grass versus that. So any kind of sod, thank you so much for texting. Good morning, Teresa, Lizzie, and Mar. This is Tana in Orlando, and I wanted to see if Teresa would share photos when her new landscape is installed. It is. It's been put on hold because we're trying to get finished with so many other installations. But yes, I will post photos of the lawn when I get it all finished. And not lawn necessarily, but my landscape in when it gets done. I definitely will, Tana. Thank you so much. Question from Bobby. Okay, we're going to be right back then because we've got calls coming in from Palm Bay and Melbourne. Text messages are coming in. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back with Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-925-1522.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-925-1522. That's 800-925-1522.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you a homeowner in need of extra cash?
Gardens, thank you for listening. If you miss any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the topics I've discussed on audioboom.com. Just search for Better Lawns, and you can also sign up for Audio Boom free of charge, and every time a show is uploaded, it will download free of charge, and there's no spam or anything like that. So let's go to Alice. Good morning, Alice. This is Teresa. How can I help you?
Morning. You helped so many, and I appreciate you being there very much. I hope you never leave. Well, I got new sod. I helped lay it myself with a friend to save money, and it just came up really good. I was watering it twice a day, and then after a couple of weeks, I guess it would cut down to once a day, and now we're getting rain. But the thing is, what's happened is little mounds of black dirt have shown up here and there in the grass, and I have always noticed that it's kind of spongy to walk over the grass when you walk on it.
Uh-huh.
That it kind of goes down, so it's like there might be tunnels under there, and I'm wondering if they're not moles that are coming up. And if they're eating,
the roots,
the roots, and also maybe there's critters down there. But I mean, the sod was all rolled up in a bale and everything. I never saw anything in the soil.
No, the moles wouldn't have come in the pallets of or the bales of turf. So I wouldn't think that. But
I don't know if they're moles. I really don't. But they make little mounds of dirt, and I don't know if they're good or bad or what. But I've had maybe 5 or 7 moles. I mean mounds coming up of black dirt.
Okay.
And well, I don't know who's...
Well, let me just say, so how often are you watering now still?
Well, I have stopped pretty much now because we're getting rain, but...
Okay, good.
But I was watering it up to the rain, so I've gone through a lot of water.
Yeah, so you don't need to...
Water,
watering every day is going to make your soil mushy. It's going to be, very, very bouncy, and so... I would not do that anymore. So right now we're on the schedule of, getting the rainfall. So I would water only if you don't get rain for 3 or 4 days. Then I would just turn it on then. Okay. So I don't know, unless I see the mounds, what it is, whether it's moles. And so if you can send me a picture, Alice, that would be great.
Well, I've actually taken a picture of it, but it's a little hard to see, especially in an email, because you can't enlarge it. They're not very high.
Okay.
But they're little mounds of black dirt is what
okay.
it is.
Okay. Well, it could be anything from ants with all the water that you've put down. It could be ants coming up through there, something to make a mound.
Ants in there, in the mound.
Okay.
It's not an ant mound.
No. Okay. Well, then... What I need to do is, if you'll send me a picture of it, I would be more easily able to identify it.
Will do. All righty. Thank
you so much, Alice. All right, hon. Thank you. Let's go to Rick in Palm Bay. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Most appreciated. My question today is, I'm interested in putting some statuary in the yard.
Okay.
And is there any guidelines or any ideas of placement for these things? I just don't want to stick them in the yard. And a year from now say, boy, I wish I had put it someplace else?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's a design question, and I love that, Rick, so that's wonderful. Okay, so do you already have the statue?
I have a small, I took an eagle one, and I took a bird bath is what I did, Teresa.
Uh-huh.
And I turned the bird bath over and cemented it on top of it and put my eagle on top of that and surrounded it with marble.
I love and that idea.
And I intend to put another one.
Okay.
And what it's doing is the eagle right now itself is on the one side of my raised bed garden. I've got a small raised bed garden
uh-huh.
that I did with concrete block. And I took some stucco and put it over the front of it just to make it look like something. And it's turning out pretty well.
Wonderful. Okay, so where can you – let me start back with how tall is your statue from the ground up?
It is just about 3 feet.
Okay. All right. And can you see it from anywhere in the house? Can you see that garden?
Yes.
Okay. So the placement of it, you want to place it so that you can view it from inside out. And I would put it towards the back, 3 feet tall. What is in your garden bed? What kind of plants?
Well, what I have right now, it's a vegetable and flower plants right now. I've
okay.
got marigolds in right now to try to protect my beans is what
okay.
I'm doing and my peppers.
Okay. Well, then I think the placement of it, if you have it towards the back where you can see it from the house, it should be fine. Are you thinking of getting another statue?
I'm thinking about doing another one just about in the same way to kind of balance it or match it out, but I'm just not sure where to put it at.
Okay, and so now when I'm looking at, I'm from looking inside the house out, is the statue on my left or is it on the right? And which way is the driveway?
It would be on the right. It's in my back backyard is where it's
okay,
at.
Okay, so in the backyard.
In the front, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
It would be looking from the right from inside my house.
Okay, so on the left side, do you have a nice tree or something with height with it, palm tree? Or
I have a orange tree that's growing right now, and it's coming, but there's nothing as far as anything that's substantial right now.
Okay. Is there a seating area on the left side?
Yes.
Okay. So then that way, I would then put the other statue then in the center of the backyard. So you have on your right side, you have your eagle statue. In the center, you have another statue. And then on the left-hand side, you have your seating area where you can look at both of them.
Great idea.
Okay?
Great idea. Most appreciated. Keep up the good work, girl.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate the call and a little design flair this morning. I really like that. So I appreciate that. Okay, so we have, hold on, let me go right over here. A really great question. If you go to our Facebook page, you will see a picture of a orchid that has some rotting leaves to it. And this is from Bobby. And Bobby sent the pictures in. And what I have to tell him is that it's in a pot and the leaves are turning black. And that's called black rot for orchid diseases. And it's when the orchids get too much water and humidity. And they've got the whole pathogen, they've got the disease issue there. So all of that combined, the water, the humidity, and the disease, that's going to create the susceptibility to black rot. And it looks like that orchid pot is right next to his foundation and right next to the house going up. It's on the ground. So it would be better for the orchid pot to be placed where it can get a little bit more air circulation. I wouldn't put it next to the foundation of the house because the rain coming off the house, if he doesn't have gutters, is going to create more water, and that's going to create more susceptibility. So I would move it out to a shaded area or move it out away on the patio so that it doesn't get as much water. And then I would put it on a table or a stand so that the water coming off of the roof will not splash on the ground and put the air spores of this disease back onto the plant. So it needs good air circulation, good drainage, and no splashing. Okay, so that'll help. So thank you so much, Bobby, for that question. And then I have Diane. She listens every week. She lives in Jacksonville Beach, and this location of this tree faces west, and it's hotter than heck sun. So we know what that is here in Florida. The tree has leaves on it for a week in March, but she thinks it needed water and her sprinkler system wasn't hitting it. So when she scratched it, it's still green, and it's got petunias planted around it. Well, I can't see the root ball for the petunias being planted there, Diane. So what I want you to do is dig the root ball up, look at it. If it looks dry and desiccated, you definitely want to change the root ball, replant it. If it's green, see if it comes back again. If it's all brown and dried out, it's not going to come back again. So it needed more water. Always wet your root balls before you plant them, and that way they get off to a good start. Okay, so that's good. So we are going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I have a great dynamo. Susan Roguer is going to be with us with Take a Plant, Leave a Plant program that she has in Tampa. And we're going to be talking to her about that. And we're going to be also taking your questions and your text messages, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. For Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Let's get real about COVID. We want it to be over. Some folks are like, it's over, but it's not. And 2 years in, our community is still hit harder. So we can't take our eyes off the ball. We need to talk about getting everyone vaccinated or boosted and let our friends know there are treatments for people who test positive. We've come a long way, but we have to keep our head in the game. Go to COVID-resources.org or call 877-904.